Theodore Roosevelt was the 26th president of the United States, and President Roosevelt spent time here in Idaho, both as president and a private citizen. Roosevelt was born and raised in New York City, but as an adult moved west to North Dakota, to be exact. He also became part of the Rough Riders. Later, he became governor of New York, vice president of the United States after that, and then president of the United States. Joe Wiegand spends much of his life reenacting the life of Theodore Roosevelt, and he joins me in studio today to talk about his latest performance and to also give us more perspective on our 26th president. So, Joe, welcome to the show.
Gemma, it's nice to be with you and with the listeners of Idaho Matters.
So I'd like to just start about you and performing. How did you get into doing something this specific, first off?
Gemma, I'm the son of a hippie comedian, and my father, Jim Wiggins, brought the family from Chicago to Hollywood in 1976. He proceeded to have a 45-year career in comedy. I grew up watching my father on stage. But when you grow up in Hollywood, California in the 1970s, and your dad is a hippie comedian, the only way to be a rebellious teenager is to volunteer for Ronald Reagan and join the NRA and the Christian Coalition, just to really tick your father off. So I pursued a career in political science, in campaigns and elections, as a professional political consultant, eventually back in my home state of Illinois. But I used to attend Lincoln Day dinners. And whether you go to a Lincoln Day dinner or a Jefferson Jackson dinner or a Chamber of Commerce dinner, et cetera, they're very often from a similar script. You write a check, you get a bad piece of chicken, and then you hear a speech by a member of Congress that makes the chicken look pretty good by comparison. And as the son of an entertainer, I always went through these banquets and thought, back home in Illinois, we were 60 miles from Ronald Reagan's boyhood home. We were in the land of Lincoln. We were celebrating patriotism and public service. Couldn't we have some fun? So I began doing a comedic character called Father Giuseppe Republicano. It was just Guido Sarducci from Saturday Night Live.
Well, I was going to say, sounds similar.
And, of course, in Illinois, where the governors make our license plates on a bipartisan basis, there's no shortage of comedic material. But then my sister-in-law, Christmas 2001, gave me a copy of Edmund Morris's The Rise of Theodore Roosevelt. That was just months after the horrible attacks of September 11th. I wanted to do something with more purpose that might be of assistance to the country. And I had the idea that maybe bringing Theodore Roosevelt to life through reenactment or reprisal, as I call it, that might be something that could be of assistance, that we might need to hear from that great American again.
So why Teddy Roosevelt? What resonates with you about him?
Right. So it's not just a physical resemblance. And your readers,
and there is a
your
bit
listeners
of it.
Won't be able to see that at 5'8", 225, mustache and round glasses, stocky build, it's a hand and glove physicality. But it's also in my heart. I had an artist one time unveiling a portrait of some prominence who saw me in the audience, and he came up and he said, "You must be related to Theodore Roosevelt." And I just pointed to my heart. In here, I am. And I think we all carry a little bit of Teddy Roosevelt within us, the Rough Rider or the conservationist, the man with the bully pulpit. And I've enjoyed bringing him to life. I was a bronchial or asthmatic child. Teddy Roosevelt overcame his asthma as a young man by building his body. His life is a story of coming back, recuperating after terrible tragedies in his life, the death of his father quickly when he was a Harvard student, the death of his wife and mother on the same day of two different diseases when he was just 25 years
old.
And
right after they'd had their first child.
Right, the baby Alice. Mother died of typhoid fever in the morning. His wife Alice died of Bright's disease, necrosis of the kidney, that evening in his arms. 2 days later, his friend Owen Wister said that Theodore knows neither what he does nor says. And then he goes back out to the Dakota Territory, where the previous fall he'd invested in a cattle ranching operation. And he threw himself into the work of the cattle ranch, and he rode horseback, and he hunted in Montana and Idaho. And that was his healing process. And eventually married an old childhood sweetheart, had five more children, and went on to become our youngest president and have those six children at the White House, though Mrs. Roosevelt said she reared seven children there. And that's a great fun of the performance, is to bring those stories to life of the White House gang, the youngest boys in the White House, daughter Alice, of whom Theodore Roosevelt once said, "I can either run the country or I can control Alice. I cannot possibly do both." So it's a great honor and a pleasure, and for me, both a wonderful entertainment, but also a very important work to bring Teddy to life.
And let's talk about his time out west. because he was a great conservationist before we probably even knew what that word meant. Talk a little bit about that part of his life.
Well done. And of course, he didn't do that work alone, but stood on the shoulders of others that had come before him, everyone from John James Audubon to John Wesley Powell. And his conservation, and you're right, conservation was a new phrase mm-hmm. in the American political lexicon. He and our national forester, our first national forester, Gifford Pinchot, popularized that phrase of conservation and of the conservation ethic, which meant the preservation of our natural resources, but also the wise stewardship, the wise use mm-hmm. and utilization of our natural resources. Hence, 230 million acres of national forests, national parks, wildlife refuges, bird sanctuaries, and national monuments declared or legislated during 7.5 years as president.
And we probably wouldn't have what we have out west in particular if he had not been president. But beyond that, probably if he hadn't come back here for that healing part when he was grieving and seeing what the land did for him, would you say there is that correlation between what we see here today and his time spent in
Most
this part of
so.
The country?
In part, for he ranched beginning in 1883. He returned as president on his Great Western trip in 1903. And part of what he witnessed was that whereas previously the game had been plentiful and the forest bountiful, many of the forests had been clear-cut, much of the game had been decimated and chased up into the mountains. And so his conservation legacy, setting aside those public lands, but also look at Deer Flats now, which is mm-hmm. this wonderful reservoir, wonderful National Wildlife Refuge, but also, as it was meant to be by the Reclamation Act of 1902, an irrigation project and eventually a hydroelectricity project, so that use and utilization and the balance of that with preservation. Probably annoying people like John Muir, who wanted all of the wild spaces preserved, and certainly annoying some of the great lumber interests and some of the great mining interests out here in the West, so that he had a very shaky relationship with many of the Western senators of both political parties. Senator Fulton from Oregon famously attached an amendment to the 1907 appropriations bill for the Agriculture Department and hence the Forest Service. And that amendment stripped from Roosevelt and all future presidents the authority to name any more national forests in the five great forested states of the Northwest, including Idaho. And the day before he signed that bill, Teddy signed into existence 16 million more acres of national forests. They're still known as the Great Midnight Forest, and you're right. We benefit from that kind of bold action that he took a century ago.
Very quickly, because I only have about 40 seconds left, can you give me a quick impersonation? I don't know if you called it impersonation. I want to use the right word.
If I may, I come to life as Theodore Roosevelt through the wonderful act of theater, which will be on site this evening at Touchmark here in Meridian, Idaho. If I may, I'd like to say that my daughter Alice said of me famously, "Father wanted to be the bride at every wedding, the corpse at every funeral, and the baby at every christening." And when you come out and see the Teddy Roosevelt show, you'll get a feel for that at Touchmark.
Well, I love it. I really appreciate you coming in today, Joe. Thank you so much. As Theodore Roosevelt said, Joe Wiegand will be appearing this evening as Theodore Roosevelt. That will be at 7 p.m. at Touchmark Meadow Lake Village in Meridian. The performance is free of charge and open to the public. Joe, thanks so much for coming in.
A real delight, Gemma. Thanks so much.